It's 8:40 on a Monday morning. The city of Northfield is looking for a, well, have some their help wanted sign out, looking for a new, I don't know if it's going to be a program coordinator or a hybrid, some sort of that, because their current program coordinator, Beth Kallestad, has announced that she will be leaving and accepting a job in the private sector. We've invited her on today to talk about her time in Northfield. Beth, welcome. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
What, this is your last day on the job
today?
It
is, yeah.
We were talking before you went on the air. It's been 2.5, almost three, going on 3 years since you accepted the position with Northfield?
Yes, I started in April of 2019.
Now, the job description is a program coordinator, at least it was in your case, which can kind of encompass, I think that was kind of an intentionally vague title.
Yeah, so, you know, I think when this position was created, the city realized that there were several things within the strategic plan that needed somebody to manage and provide oversight on. And so that has included climate action, diversity, equity, and inclusion, and some sort of just some general strategic plan tracking and oversight and reporting on that work. And so, the program coordinator title was the first iteration. Currently, it is now posted as assistant to the city administrator. And so if anybody's interested, go check out the city job openings webpage.
All right. I want to talk about your time there. One of the highest profile, as far, you know, me from the media standpoint, is Northfield has really moved into the direction of being carbon neutral. A few years ago, that used to be things that they would talk about and throw a goal out there, you know, by 2050. Northfield, though, especially under your direction and the direction of the mayor and city council, they're actually taking action steps right now. So you can point to a lot of things that, we can point to a lot of things that have changed over the course of the last couple of years. Tell us about that evolution.
Yeah, well, so I think adopting the climate action plan itself was one thing, and it does have those big kind of long-range goals. I think a few of the pieces of work that we've been focusing on, one had to do with solar potential, so both on city properties and around the community. And I think one of the main things I've learned through doing this work is it's never quite as cut and dry as maybe it seems on the surface. There's a lot of layers. And like, as we dug into some of the solar pieces, we realized that, oh, there's a lot of congestion on the electric grid in our area. And that leads to some policy pieces and some other questions. And so, so that's been a learning, but I think the city is definitely committed to, and we're working on a project right now with Nokomis Energy to try to do some modeling and planning around where we could actually get some of the solar that we've talked about wanting to have in the community. So that's a big thing. We are hopefully at the January 4th meeting, the council will be considering adopting a sustainable building policy that would apply to projects that are requesting financial incentive from the city of a certain dollar amount and size and that sort of thing to help with building development. I think the city's been looking at our own properties and our own the purchases we make. So we're looking much more seriously at electric vehicles and purchasing those for the city fleet, looking at if we do, and this is still an if, but if we build a water treatment plant, how is that built so that it basically is providing its own energy or close to net zero as we can get it, that sort of thing. So there's definitely been a lot of shifts in how we approach things.
Looking at the couple of years, last few years since you've got on board, you know, the city has talked and there has been talk about climate change and maybe taking some action, some steps. Basically, before that, I don't know if there's much other than like new thermostats and light bulbs changing that the city had actual steps that they had taken to do this at a larger scale. And is that true? Or have we stepped up our game?
We've definitely stepped up our game. I mean, having climate as one of our six priority areas, both in the first iteration of strategic plan and in our current plan is for 2021 through 2024, and climate is still in there as a high priority item. So, yeah, definitely stepped up the game.
All right. Let's move on and talk about the diversity aspect of that. What have you seen, you know, before you took the role and where we're at right now? Is there a progression moving there as well?
Yeah, it's been really exciting to see. You know, we did, the city had participated in a program called GARE, the Government Alliance on Race and Equity. And through that, we helped to develop our own, it's called a Racial Equity Action Plan. It really applies to a variety of diversity, equity, and inclusion topics. But I think a couple of big things that I have seen in the last several years. We now have a position in our HR communications office for a Spanish translator interpreter, and the person in that role has been able to do a lot of work on getting materials out to the community in Spanish and English, and also helping customers that come into City Hall or to other places. She's been able to work with our building inspections folks on some of their site visits, and with DMV patrons that are coming in there. So there's that. We also use a fee-for-service program called Language Line. So every city department has access to that, and that's a whole bunch of different languages. We're starting to do more on our recruitment and hiring and working with some different folks there, and participating in a citywide collaborative that we're calling the Northfield Racial and Ethnic Equity Collaborative, which involves a whole lot of institutions in the community.
And where are you at in that progress? Are we where we need to be, you know, at this point? Is that an ongoing thing? My guess is that progression will just kind of continue, but is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think one of the things we want to try to do that's also in the strategic plan is assessing access to city services, and that is going to look at a variety of access points, I would say, you know, whether it's physical limitations or language or hours that were open, different things like that. We want to start looking at those pieces more so that equity and services component is really baked into everything that we're doing. And we, you know, two of our goals are that our staff better reflects our community and that our board and commission members better reflect our community. So we're going to be doing our leadership program again with U of M Extension in February here to try to help continue to provide some knowledge and training for people that might want to serve on boards and commissions, whether it's the city, the school district, nonprofits, etc.
Beth Kahlestad is with us, the program coordinator currently for the city of Northfield for another 7 or 8 hours anyway, outgoing, I should say. You know, your job in particular has one of those asterisks that says other duties as they occur. And by the way, all of our employees have that same asterisk. You know, with your position was new, so it was being created. There's some flexibility worked in with it. What were some of those other jobs that you've been working on?
Well, I think it's not so much the other duties, but just sort of the scope and how much to what to do where. So like I said, you know, there's those three kind of, there's the climate work, there's the diversity, equity, and inclusion work and strategic plan oversight, and just sort of how much to do when and where has been an evolving thing. I have, just partly because of my own interest and experience, I would say I've maybe had a little bit more involvement in like the boards and commission trainings and different things that the city does, or getting like the local leadership training program up and running. But yeah, it's more just been like breadth of a lot of different things.
All right. One thing we didn't talk about was the strategic plan, and Northfield's had one, and the mayor implemented that 4 years ago. Are they in the process of renewing that, or was that last year that they renewed?
We did. It's all kind of a blur. It's like, what year is this?
Yeah, I know. Look, it's going to be 2022 real soon.
Yeah, so we did renew our strategic plan. So we, I believe council finalized that in June of 2021. And so our current plan is essentially 2021 through 2024. Okay. So we kept basically the same six priority areas with some tweaks to the implementation items.
All right. Let's talk about the future. First of all, the program coordinator position, you'd mentioned it had been kind of relabeled a little bit, renamed, and duties may evolve a little bit along with that. What kind of personnel are they looking for now?
Well, the position posting essentially says they're looking for someone with potentially urban planning experience or other government experience. Certainly someone that has knowledge and experience in climate or other kind of environmental management might be good. I think overall, just project management experience and ability to connect with people and work with a bunch of different types of folks is probably a, a strong selling point.
All right. What's next for Beth Kallestad?
Yeah. Couple priors to coming to work for the city, I spent a lot of time in the watershed management world in the nonprofit sector and have an opportunity to, as you mentioned, go back to a private company called Tetra Tech. And they do a variety of environmental consulting things, but I'm going to get to work on water planning projects across the state of Minnesota with different municipalities and other clients that they have. So really excited to be able to go back to that area of work and work in a broad range of communities.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll do very well.
Thank you.
It'll be our loss will be their gain. Beth, we want to thank you for being with us not only today but throughout your time at Northfield and with the Cannon River Watershed Partnership just throughout the years. We certainly appreciate that, and we certainly will miss your expertise. You've served the city well. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you so much. You guys have been a really wonderful way to help convey information to the community, and so please do keep that up.
All right. Thank you.
Take care.
Beth Kallestad, once again, with the City of Northfield. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080, KYMN Northfield.